This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to that boner.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot goes into getting to that boner, Tyler. I mean, it is, a lot goes into it. You got to cut the clip. I got to listen to the clip. We got to hear it a second time to see if
it's worthy. I don't know what you were talking about cutting.
I mean, a lot goes into it, man. But look, and I've been critical of D'Amico Ryans and not necessarily D'Amico personally, but just the response to adversity, the response to what is these offensive struggles. And again, we're a month plus into this. I'm not dropping the hammer after 1 week. It's getting old, man. It's hard to stomach at this point in time, especially when you don't see the results that you like. So, I do want to circle back and let everybody know that D'Amico Ryans' defense, the defensive coordinator D'Amico Ryans, is absolutely kicking ass. And when it comes to designing defenses and calling defenses and the overall approach of like what a defense is trying to accomplish and needs to accomplish, being a former quarterback, I can't agree more with D'Amico's, I think, kind of, I would say, his explanation of very base level explanation of what his intentions are, what his goals are every week as a defense, what he's trying to get accomplished as it pertains to the opponent's quarterback. Here's D'Amico Ryans talking about that.
My main goal anytime, depending on the quarterback we're going against, is how do I disrupt his process? So whatever, like, I've seen him excel at throughout, you know, the first, whatever, last four games, I try to throw some different pictures at him, right, to make him get off of his game, right, and not give him the easy throws. And that's where Goff really excelled when he had the play action throws. Like, he tried to throw on us, guys were just wide open.
Yeah.
So it starts with, first off, guys, we just cover your guy.
Right.
All right, and we cover our guys, that's the start of it. And then when you mix in different coverages and different looks, different disguises, right, it just throws them off of what we've been doing. We just put a different spin on it, right, to present it a different way so our quarterback can't just sit back and know exactly what coverages we're playing. Boner
alert. I absolutely love it. I love the fact that you can draw from it. He knows who the hell he is. He knows what the identity is of his players. He knows how to put those guys in position to disrupt. And that's all we can ask. And I think week in, week out, you can draw from that audio too, that obviously it's, if you got a young quarterback in there, you're going to approach him a little differently than you are a Jared Goff. And at the end of the day, this defense has been a top four defense in the NFL. And I think it's, as I said, probably two or three weeks ago, like I'm through poking holes, man. I just believe what D'Amico Ryans is putting on the field. Overcoming the injuries, doing more with less, and questioning, like, how do quarterbacks keep missing these deep throws? Why the hell don't they attack Kamari Lassiter more than they attack Derek Stingley Jr.?
I still don't understand.
I don't understand it either. But I'm through trying to understand it, Ron, because what's going on is and you see a lot of it. Now, I think the better quarterbacks, which we ultimately saw Jared Goff eventually get to and start having a little bit of success. We saw Aaron Rodgers struggle early and eventually get to it late to win the game, and he had success. And I think down the stretch here, you're going to see better quarterback play. And so you're going to see Tua, you're going to see Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. You're going to see some of those guys do the same thing, and ultimately they're gonna get home. But boy, when you talk about like this week with Cooper Rush or Trey Lance with the Cowboys, or you talk about whoever the hell's going quarterbacking in Tennessee, when you look at Jacksonville and what they're gonna do, you know, Trevor Lawrence and Doug Peterson may be able to get home late. You know, they did last year, like it was it last year when they exposed Tavier Thomas kind of deal, so they got home then. But I just love the approach. I just love the approach of we're not going to sit back and cover two Tampa no matter who the hell we play and just hope it works. We're going to adjust accordingly. We've got an identity, and that identity is to be aggressive and disrupt. That is absolutely beautiful.
Now, and when you look at the top offenses they've played, I really think only the Vikings are the only ones that just really just got them.
Yeah,
right? the Vikings, Packers, they did well against 24 points.
Even that, Ron, to your point, that's situational football, right? That's what being a championship boils down to. The Vikings is the only game where you look up and you go, what in the hell is this defense? Yeah, does this defense only have a chance?
The Bills, they obviously held down.
And yes.
Josh had his worst game. Detroit, they had their worst offensive game. The Packers weren't, you know, hitting on all cylinders. They had moments, but they you know, ultimately it was 24 points. So, I mean, the Vikings game is the only one, and when you just have that much evidence, you can't.
Well, when you look at it too, Ron, look at the quarterbacks that you're talking about, right? We're talking about Jared Goff, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers, and you're talking about Jordan Love, who that just came down to situational football, which I'm not sure what we were thinking in that one play with Jalen Petrie manned up on Devontae Adams against the Jets. I'm not real sure what we were thinking against Green Bay with Derek Stingley Jr. being, you know, 7-8 yards off the ball for four straight plays and them attacking him in coverage. You know, last week, there's some things you can bitch and moan about if we want to, but ultimately last week goes on the offense. And the defense is just when it's all said and done, you're going to get guys healthy again as well. This defense has a chance to be even better. I'm just, again, reiterating that I believe in this. Hey, I found an advanced stat, boys. I would call it an advanced stat. I saw that Seth actually retweeted this, so I hope it's real. Seth, I'm banking on you, bub. Seth Payne, that is.
Seth retweeted.
He retweeted this, right? That's dangerous, right? Ian Hartitz is where it came from. A lot of followers. Not sure that he has anybody holding him accountable, but he has a lot of followers. Have y'all seen this? This defense havoc rate?
I have not seen that.
I can get down with this, guys. This is something to keep an eye on now.
I like the word havoc.
Havoc. It's not Havoc.
What a great movie.
It's not Havoc. It's
go
Havoc.
Go check that movie out, Anne Hathaway. Go check it out, Havoc.
Is it a good movie?
Oh, God. Well, I think I remember you talking
about it. I've never seen it before.
Defense havoc rate. Let me explain what this is, boys. It's percentage of plays where a defense gets a pressure, a tackle for loss, an INT, a forced fumble, or a pass breakup. Right? So you're creating havoc on the offense in those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different ways.
All good things.
Tremendous things.
Okay, right? Follow.
And I believe, here's the deal is, when you're doing it at the rate in which the Texans are, like, I think it's a very real stat that relates specifically to the success they're having.
Okay, right? I'm buckled in. Give it to me.
The Houston Texans are number 3.
Ooh. A little quiver down below.
50% of snaps. It's crazy, actually. 50% of the stats, I'm sorry, 50% of the plays that the Texans defense is on the field, they are getting a pressure, quarterback pressure, a TFL, tackle for loss, an interception, fumble, or a pass breakup.
Let's get it on, baby.
That is bringing pressure, getting home, and covering down tight and making tight windows. A quarterback under pressure make tight window throws or low percentage throws consistently at a 50% clip. I think that right there, more than anything, explains how the Texans defense is absolutely kicking ass. There's two defenses in the league that are better than the Houston Texans.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.